Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Lions getting ready for their game on Thursday against the Chicago Bears. And it is expected that today Daniel Jones will decide where he signs, released by the Giants. He's cleared waivers. I'm in favor of the Lions pursuing him and trying to sign him. Gator is not.
Adamantly opposed.
248-539-9797. At this point, the latest reporting I saw on this, it's not a Vikings website, one of the fan sites. I don't know if I should believe it, but it's saying Vikings, 49ers, or Ravens. Why do you think those teams are interested in them?
Don't know if those teams are interested. These are reporting. We'll see who's really interested, where he signs. I mean, if you're San Francisco, how many guys you've gone through other quarterbacks? They actually need backup quarterbacks. Would Daniel Jones be an upgrade over Allen? Yeah, I think so. I think that's safe to say. So that makes sense. What were the other teams you had?
Baltimore.
Who's Baltimore's backup?
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say he'd be better.
And Vikings.
Vikings are a mess. Who do they have?
Nick Mullins and Brett Rypien.
Yep.
So I mean, comfortable with Hendon Hooker, but you don't think those teams are comfortable with their guys?
I gave you my reason why I'm comfortable with Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker's been here for 2 years. He's run this offense. I'd rather have him run the offense than to bring in some guy who hasn't and who's run offenses very poorly in his professional career. He's a bad quarterback.
He's been a bad quarterback. But I think if you put him in this offense, you give him a month and a half before their first playoff game, I would think that his experience would be very, very valuable. The thing about signing him, too, is if he's not adjusting, then you don't play him.
What kind of experience you're going to get as a backup to a healthy Jared Goff right now over the next 5 weeks? You think he'd get a leg up over Hendon Hooker in 5 weeks with getting five reps in a practice?
I think he absolutely could.
Because it's not dreaming.
To me, it's just about trying to win one game. If you're trying to win one game, one guy's got a career. The other guy's got 33 snaps.
His career's bad.
Okay, but you can make an argument that Jared Goff's career is way better here than it was in L.A.
He took his team to the Super Bowl.
I know, but where have his best years been?
This last year has been great, his best year. This year. But it's not like he didn't have a track record before.
No,
his coach fell out of favor. He fell out of favor with his coach.
All I'm asking is Daniel Jones, if he comes here for a month and a half, would he give you a better chance to win a game in a month and a half than Hendon Hooker?
And I don't think he would.
Yeah, I think he absolutely could. But even if he didn't, then you don't play him. You play Hendon Hooker if you get into that emergency situation. It's nothing lost if he's not better than Hendon Hooker.
Not bringing him here.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox.
Hang, what would you do?
I would strongly consider Daniel Jones. I would. And I'm not saying I would sign him. I mean, clearly, all three of us are talking because we don't know what Hendon Hooker is. Because we're not seeing him in practice Correct. Every day. We don't know what his progression is and if he's ready to step in right now. With that being said, I would consider him because no one's arguing that Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I just want to make that clear. I'm not arguing it. I don't think you are either, Doug. All right. But like when Andy Dalton came in, out of nowhere, on less than a week's notice, I think it was, and won the game for Carolina that week, that's all you're hoping for, is a veteran guy who's been in this league long enough, who has the skill set still, and can take control and take command of an offense in a one-game situation. That's what I look at Daniel Jones as. Other than that, you know, the long term here is Jared Goff. We all know that. Now, is Hendon Hooker so far along that you don't even need to look at that? Maybe that is the case. I hope that's the case. But to think Daniel Jones is complete trash, I would just wonder, why would other NFL teams even look at him then that are actually in the playoff race? Wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, and you could say Hooker's better than Mullins or Hooker's better than Josh Johnson, but
that's what I'm saying.
That's what we think. I know. I think all three of us hope that as well. But I don't think it's crazy to look at Daniel Jones and be like, could this guy help us?
No. Also, I mean, you bring up Andy Dalton was light years better than Daniel Jones.
Bring up Sam Darnold. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say what you want about the Vikings. Look where they are.
And I don't want to confuse this. I'm not asking him for him to be better than Andy Dalton or better than anybody other than Hendon Hooker. That's the only one. That's the only one that you need him to be better than.
And I'm not counting on that because he hasn't been here.
And if he's not, you don't play him. There's no risk. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jeff. You're on 97. Oh, boy. Antoine's in Detroit. Hi, Antoine.
What up, fellas? Fellas, listen, a couple things. Number one, it's $375,000. Now, if another team comes in and signs him after, I was listening to something like, if we sign him or another team signs him and another team comes in after and signs him, you get a compensatory pick. So you're basically paying $375,000 for a guy who's a backup quarterback, who has experience, who it could possibly bring you back a pick, and we know what Brad Holmes does with picks. That's number one. Number two, Saquon Barkley already has more rushing yards behind the Philadelphia offensive line than he ever had for the New York Giants for our whole season. The upgrade was significant. Now, I'm not saying Daniel Jones is a Saquon Barkley caliber player, but there's absolutely no doubt when you get behind Penei Sewell, in the best offensive line in the National Football League, and you have one of the best offensive coordinators, as opposed to the crap that you have to watch when you're at B-dubs and you're peeking out the corner of your eye because you have a fantasy game with the Giants and you're looking at that bull crap that they're doing every other week. Oh, it would be a significant upgrade if you saw Daniel Jones under center. Trust me. Our offensive line and our offense is just that much better than what the Giants have going on. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is even a starting caliber quarterback, but guys, they have everything that is what the Giants turns to crap or runs away. Xavier McKinney runs away to Green Bay. Saquon Barkley runs away. Everybody else goes down the toilet. It's trash.
Thank you for the phone call, Antoine. 248-539-9797.
If the situation in Detroit were right now where Jared Goff's hurt mm-hmm. and can't play for the next 6 weeks, he's done for this season, let's say, then absolutely I bring in Daniel Jones and take a look at him. But he's not. So the difference is, if Goff wasn't available, then you could bring a guy like Daniel Jones and he gets a bunch of reps in practice. You could split the reps with he and Hendon Hooker and figure it out, right? But because this isn't that situation, he's not getting any reps in practice where you're going to have anything to discern whether or not he's good enough. That's if I'm even granting that, right? Which I'm not. I'm going with the guy who has been here and who knows the offense, where if something happens in week 17 and you have to make a switch, that I can go to the guy who knows the playbook backwards and forwards.
Well, Daniel Jones is here for a month and a half. I think he could make a run at being better than Hendon Hooker to give just given a chance to win one game. And I think Hooker is such a wild unknown at this point. I would feel uncomfortable choosing him over somebody who's played a ton in this league.
And played poorly.
Yes. But a lot of players come to Detroit and play better. 248-539-9797.
I don't know what you
don't need to get emotional.
Well, I think it was kind of a weird statement to come here and gotten better. Yeah, but they were decent players when they got here. Daniel Jones is not a decent player.
Well, they've taken guys off the street that have come here and been useful.
Yes, they have been useful for a few plays. Absolutely, but I think
who gives you the best chance to win one game?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I gave my reason. I think it's Hendon Hooker.
Let's go to Matt in Hazel Park here on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm somewhat with Gator. I feel like he wouldn't work here because it would take him time to get, you know, used to the way the Lions run the ball. And you can't do that over several practices. If Goff is hurt, he's immediately thrown in. I really think Jones should go to Miami because if Tua gets, you know, injured one more time, I feel like it's over for him. And Jones, I feel like he'd do better in Miami. I don't want to gamble on Daniel Jones coming to Detroit.
What do you have to get used to the way the Lions run the ball?
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Hooker's been here 2 years. He's been acclimated with the team. He's been practicing. You can't come to this team and do, you know, 3 or 4 practices and then be the starting QB and think you're going to get it down. That's just my opinion.
You run the offense, not run the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Daniel Jones, would you want him here as a backup?